las 6:16 a.m. Esto es Imagen Empresarial y me da mucho gusto saludar esta mañana a Luis Gesser. Ella es la cofundadora y presidenta de Megaflux. Luis, thank you very much for taking this call.
Oh, I'm delighted to be here. Thank you, Rodrigo.
Please talk to us about Megaflux. Yesterday you presented the first truck, 100% produced in Mexico, 100% electric. When Megaflux born and what it means for you, this new vehicle?
Well, actually, the origin of Megaflux is probably 110 years ago when the Gottfried family started selling electric cars in Mexico. But the most recent reincarnation of this business started about 10 years ago when Potencia, the Gottfried company, actually started to make the powertrain, the power source, the electric motor and the controls and the batteries for vehicles, to put into vehicles. And the last 4 years I've been part of this wonderful effort, and we are now have produced our first fully electric truck in Mexico, and I personally believe Mexico's the perfect country to produce electric vehicles.
Le pregunto a Luis que de qué trata Megaflux, cuándo nació y tal, y me dice que hace 110 años empezaron a vender vehículos eléctricos, y en esta nueva encarnación Potential, una compañía, pues ha desarrollado el tren motor, los componentes, y bueno, pues ayer lanzaron este primer camión 100% eléctrico, que además, bueno, pues es reciclado, etcétera, y dice que ella considera que México es el país perfecto para la fabricación de coches eléctricos. You have a huge experience, Luis, at very big car companies here in Mexico, obviously, engineer Germany companies like Siemens. So your scope, give me the elements to think about what you see in Mexico as this the perfect place for produce electric cars. What do you see in Mexico?
Oh, I've always seen Mexico as a wonderful potential and a company to do business in. When I was with Ford, we invested billions of dollars in Mexico because of its prime location, its fantastic workforce, including technical workforce. In fact, Mexico produces more engineers every year than Germany does, for example. And also our natural resources, which play into this, and the fact that we are connected to the world through many trade agreements, including, of course, the USMCA, but many others. So I see us extremely well positioned for this emerging and exciting field.
Me dice que ella desde hace mucho, pues evidentemente considera que México es maravilloso para hacer negocios, que ella al frente de Ford invirtieron miles de millones de dólares porque tiene muy buenos técnicos. De hecho, producimos más ingenieros, o produce México más ingenieros que Alemania, y además estamos conectados al mundo. So, how do you see the regulatory landscape? Because sometimes this is, and this 2021 and 2022 has been the discussion in terms of what the government sees as the framework of electric energy. How do you see it, and what it means, for example, for a company like Megaflux in terms of the electric vehicles?
Well, electric vehicles are obviously the future all over the world. In Mexico, there's electricity ready to be produced for any electric vehicles. And also in Mexico, we have a large base of vehicles, particularly delivery vehicles. And that's what we are focused on as a company, because Mexico has, for example, the second most sold vehicle in Mexico is a delivery vehicle, a one-ton delivery vehicle. And that's the scope of our effort, and Mexico's a great starting place for that. As far as regulations, the government has been quite supportive of our business, so we're excited.
Le pregunto cómo ve el panorama y el marco de referencia en términos de la electricidad, sobre todo pues por lo que se ha discutido en 2021 y 2022, que es el gran tema. Y me dice Luis que el futuro de los vehículos es eléctrico en el mundo, en México, y que además, algo bien interesante, pues tenemos una gran base de vehículos de entrega, estas flotas. De hecho, dice que el segundo vehículo más vendido es el de una tonelada y que han recibido apoyo del gobierno y por eso son tan entusiastas. Now, this truck that you delivered to AVE InBev, how many trucks are you going to deliver to them, and what is the strategy to go to the delivery sector in terms of many other companies, because we have huge companies, as you say, that do delivery. What is the strategy there?
Oh, yes. Well, we've already have a number of customers, including AB InBev, where they've, besides the one truck, we have a commitment for 100 more, and we also have commitments from other companies for 800 vehicles. So we already have committed customers. Our main process now is helping to share this information with other companies, and we are part of the ANTP. We were invited to that, which is the Association of basically large delivery fleets in Mexico, where we're using their expertise and their interest to also get to know other customers who have a keen interest, because almost every company is committed to improving our environment and reducing CO2 emissions, and we have an answer right now with trucks that have and powertrains that have done over 2 million kilometers of on-road service flawlessly.
Le pregunto cuál es la estrategia y sobre todo cuántos camiones planean entregar a AVE InBev, que es pues la mayor productora de cerveza en el mundo y la dueña del Grupo Modelo. Me dice que van a entregar 100 más, que tienen 800 pedidos con otros clientes, tienen muchos clientes, y de hecho forman parte de la Acción Nacional de la ANTP, y esto para apoyar, les ayuda a tener mayores experiencias. Y bueno, pues han tenido sus trenes motores, han corrido 2 millones de kilómetros sin ningún tipo de problema. Now, what about the inputs? Because we are seeing a lot of inflation, and many of that inflation and the Ukraine invasion also has put stress in the price of many inputs of the electric industry. Is that an issue for Megaflux?
Unfortunately, this war, and I consider it very unfortunate, but the benefit for our company is that gasoline prices are raising so quickly, and it makes converting to electric make even more economic sense. But even before the rise in oil prices, this makes sense from an economic standpoint for any company.
Le pregunto que como consecuencia de la invasión de Ucrania y este desafortunado conflicto, pues si han subido los insumos para el sector eléctrico particularmente, y me dice, bueno, pues sí, que es muy desafortunado, pero menciona algo clave, y es que esto ha generado un aumento en los precios de la gasolina, y evidentemente eso hace que tenga más sentido económico la transición hacia vehículos eléctricos. Luis, so far, how has been, or how much has been the investment that Megaflux have done?
Well, it's all been self-funded, and I really don't reveal those numbers, but it's been something that the shareholders have actually contributed their own funds to make this company work, and we are very we're making great progress.
Le pregunto cuánto han invertido hasta ahora. Me dice que ha sido autofinanciado y que bueno, pues no revelan mucho esa parte. And last, Luis, asking you, coming from these big companies like Ford, like Siemens, what have you learned in this stage as kind of entrepreneur?
Actually, I've found it probably the most fun I've had in my career. It feels like all of my prior experience, which is now almost more than 45 years, was training ground just to be able to start a business like this, because clearly a vehicle business is a complicated business, but it's one that has so much benefit for the world in pollution reduction, for Mexico in creating new jobs and great new jobs, and helping make Mexico a center of technical excellence for one of the truly amazing and emerging markets that will change the world.
Le pregunto a Luis que cómo ha sido, pues después de dirigir estas grandes compañías Ford y Siemens, me dice que ha sido lo más divertido que ha tenido en su carrera y que además, pues con muchísimo potencial. Luis, it has been an honor. I hope that we talk to very soon in this year. Thank you.
I look forward to it. Thank you, Rodrigo. Bye bye.
Bye. Ahí escuchamos a Luis Gesser, cofundadora y presidenta de Megaflux. Vamos a hacer un corte, regresamos con más.